Channel 2, right, Tuesday, 22nd September 1970, Miss Daisy on her Tuesday morning. Miss Daisy, Tuesday morning, 22nd of September 1970. Miss Daisy, Tuesday morning, 22nd of September 1970. And here she comes.
See your seat waiting for you. Right there.
Oh. Yes. You early this morning.
Yeah. Yes, we're a little early this morning.
Got to go early.
Well, we may have to. We're not pushing around. You already been out in the yard?
Me?
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. Long time. I haven't been long in the house. I reckon I better go in and get some of this sand off of me. Because she'd be here directly. But I didn't think it was going to be that short directly.
Well, last night I didn't know we were going to... I'd be that early either, but we just got up, decided if we could find you. It's so nice early in the morning.
Yes, ma'am.
What were you doing this morning? In your yard?
Yes, ma'am.
What
were
you
doing? So much to do.
What were you doing
this morning?
Uh-huh.
Hoeing grass.
Oh.
Well, I didn't do much yesterday.
No.
I didn't. Had to go to the store first thing yesterday morning. Well, when I come back, well, it's just getting pretty warm.
Oh, great.
So, I just didn't do much.
Oh, it was hot yesterday.
Wasn't it hot?
Oh, my. Let me put this. It was a good breeze. But,
yes, sir.
But it was...
And we had a nice breeze late yesterday evening.
Yes.
Nice out there.
And early in the night it was
a
good breeze.
Good breeze. Then it wasn't as hot last night to me as it's been being.
No. But goodness. Miss Daisy, it's the last of September.
Yeah.
Ought to be getting cooler.
Ought to be getting cool.
Why do folks say we're going to have a cold winter?
So that's what they say.
Uh-huh.
Well, good morning.
Well.
Trying to find that little note I made. Can't find it. Got so many pieces of paper. Can't find the one I'm looking for.
That's just like us.
That's right.
When you start looking for one thing and find everything but that thing.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, sir. Looks like it's going to be a nice day.
Yes, sir. And I think it's going to be nice and hot.
What the weather man said. Miss Bessie told Faye.
Mm-hmm.
She got so she liked that porch of hers behind that great big old comedian bush.
Come up, Miss Bessie?
Yeah.
Yes. I think she do. Because she sits behind there the most
there.
Of the time.
And she
I tell you, hide behind that bush and peep out. Folks think you ain't home. Oh, yes, I am home. If I've been peeping for you all the morning and I ain't seen you, well, I seed you. I said, that's what you get behind that bush for.
She says, fine. She can see, but they can, you can't see. You can't see her.
But I just hate to think about what kind of mind she got. Look like she thinks she's gonna die soon. She always say, "Well, I won't be here sitting such a time. I won't be here much longer." I say, you don't know how long you're going to be here. So why don't you think about something else besides going somewhere where you know you ain't coming back.
Well, that's... Miss Bessie never did that very much, did she?
Huh?
Just lately?
So she didn't do what?
She never done that much before, did she?
No, sir. No, sir. And I don't see no sense in doing it now.
She had too much of this hot weather.
And, you know, at her age, she has too much things on her mind that's not necessary. You know, I think about things and pass them on off. Well, there's nothing to stay. Mm-hmm. It seems like she do.
Well, she worry about the neighbors.
Mm-hmm. And can't do a thing about it.
Yeah. I guess it just gets on her mind and she...
Mm-hmm.
Well, if she'd get off that porch and sometime when I'm going over to make an opening and just ride over there and come back.
Uh-huh.
Sometime a little change of scene.
That's right.
Helps you, don't it?
You see, I sit on my porch now and then, once in a while. Well, I sit there a little while and I think about something I ought to do. And that's not... thinking, worrying about the neighbors. They take care of themselves, and I'll try to take care of mine.
She doesn't, Bessie doesn't sew and do things like that.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She just cooks.
She just sits there. She, if she has something, a dress or something, she won't hem up or fit some way. Well, she'll ask me to do it. Well, I'll do it. Well, you see, that's what keeps me company.
Uh-huh.
When I go in the house, well, then there's so much in there to do, I'll get on to something and go to doing that. Well, my mind's on that, what I'm doing. Suppose dying. I don't hardly ever think about that.
No.
Because I know every one way I don't go away from here. I had no business coming. So I don't worry about that.
Miss Bessie gets you to do a little sewing for her.
Yes. I fixed some things for her 2 or 3 times. Well, I'm willing to do anything I can do for her. And of course, she is really a good woman. and she's nice, and she's favorable. She likes to do things for other folks, help them. And when my aunt was so sick over there, she'd look after when we all was going to work. Bessie was there to do whatever she wanted done, or offer her things that she thought she would like, but she wouldn't hardly eat nothing. And now she liked Coca-Cola. She drank that. Well, we didn't think she ought to have so much of that, so we didn't give her so much of that. Now milk, she drank milk for a while, and then she didn't want me. But Bessie was there to hand it to her if she wanted, when we wasn't there. And when we come, she didn't go and stay. She'd go to her house, and she'd come back some farther down there. See about it. She hope us with her till she died.
And you didn't live next door to her then?
To Bessie?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I was living right where I am now.
Oh, and your aunt was with you then?
She was with Doris.
I see.
That's where she died.
Oh, right here.
There with Doris.
Oh, that's just been recent then.
Oh, yeah, about 3 or 4 years ago.
Well, I guess we didn't know her.
No, we didn't know her. Because she was sick when she come. And she didn't get out much. She wasn't able.
Did you ever know Eliza very well?
Washington. I known Eliza pretty good. You see, before I moved over here, I would see Liza at church most of the time. That's where I'd see her at. Mm-hmm. Well, we'd talk enough there. I'd known Liza a long time before Mitt died.
Oh.
But I really know Mitt better than I did Liza. Because Mitt, he'd stay here. But Liza, she was off working. And she'd come in once in a while. Mitt stayed down there. Well, he wasn't able to work, she thought. So she was in Palm Beach and somewhere else, I think she worked.
You mean after she married Mitt, she still worked?
Oh, yeah, because her and Mitt was married when I know her. She would work until he got so sick. Well, then she had to come home to take care of us. Well, then I got to know more about her then.
She came up here in 1929.
Who? Liza?
Yeah. And she joined the church in 1930. And I thought she never left here after that.
I don't know.
That's just all I know, but knew about it, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, when I noticed she was here. But you see, I didn't have no business down on this end. There's no fun in the stove in the church. So I rightly didn't know much about it.
How far back do you remember Liza?
Hmm?
How far back?
I remember life. Well, I just don't know exactly what year I met Blossom.
Way back?
Yes. Way back there. I reckon. But see, I come here in 23. But I never had no business down here. Well, you said she come here in 29. Well, it was some time after 29 when I knew.
Was you working over there where you are now?
In 29?
Before.
I don't
when
think
you
so.
Knew. When you
I
knew.
I don't think I was there that early. Because you see, a long time.
No, I mean, when you first knew Liza, were you working over there where you are now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that goes way back then, doesn't it?
That's pretty far back. And then, I'd meet Liza 9:10 at church. Liza didn't. She didn't work in the field. She knew nothing about field work. She said more times than one, she didn't know how to hoe. She never learned how to hoe. But she could use a swing blade like a man. I couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she could.
Yes, sir. I look at her place sometime now. I think if Liza was here, it wouldn't be like that.
She'd get all them weeds.
Sir. Then she couldn't swing down. She'd pay somebody to cut it. More y'all. She had chickens. She'd sell eggs. It wasn't long after she went, there wasn't a chicken there. Chicken yard has grown up in weeds. I think I'll plant a garden in it this year.
But after you knew her here, Liza still worked down at Palm Beach. She would be
she
away.
Was, yes, she was working down
mm-hmm.
there until Mitt got so feeble. Then she come home.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know just how long she was here before Carrie come to help her with it. Carrie said that's what she doing. She come to help Liza with me.
That was a sad day.
Did you know Mitt?
Mm-mm.
You didn't know him. He was gone before y'all come down.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to have known him.
Yeah, I know you would. Now, after I known him, I guess he was in bad health, I guess, when I know him, but he was still going. He had a, I think he had a horse and a wagon where he would go.
Somebody told me that he and Miss Liza and him would get on that
wagon
and haul.
They did. You go in that wagon anywhere they want to go.
You know, them wagons had a good spring seat.
They did.
You could sit up there and
they ride all right.
Yes.
Well, I wonder what Mitt did.
Well, they tell me he used to trying to farm a little bit. But I don't know. When I knowed him, he wasn't doing no work much. If he was working, I didn't know it. I don't know where it was. I'd see him in his wagon come to the store, and he had the aunt or something. Some of his relatives, they lived down there below me. He would go down there to see her, see Susanna. He'd be in his wagon sometime, him and Liza in the wagon together when Liza was home. But what he farmed, I don't know. I don't know nothing about that. And I'd seen in his wagon, there wasn't nothing in it but him.
Yeah.
As I see.
Now, Miss Liza worked with Miss Anna a whole lot.
Yes, sir.
And with Miss Patterson.
Yes, sir.
Now, you didn't, your trails, your paths didn't cross much then, did they?
No. Already met Head Farm. Was he on all that land out there? So he must farm. But I didn't know. I know they had a nice pear tree down there. And I used to buy pears from him. He would, when the pears got ripe, well then he'd peddle pears. I used to buy them from him all the time. And that's all I knew, he sold them. But he must have had farm to have all that ground there.
Mm-hmm.
But the man got it now, don't farm on it.
He don't farm it at all, does he?
No. He just grew up in weeds.
Oh, you know. But he started out farming. What happened?
Hmm?
He started out a little, putting in some melons.
Well, he planted a little something there, yeah, about once.
Oh.
I think he claimed to have watermelons there one time.
Yeah.
He had something else out there. But he ain't do nothing to it last year, and he ain't done nothing to it this year.
Oh. He don't get much help from them boys. They're growing up now.
Uh-huh. Well, I think that's what happened. Them boys, they had other jobs was easier than farming. And when they got where they could do it, they just got on our money, Lord, and quit.
Yeah.
So after he couldn't have it done, well, then he quit it. Because he never did do much. The children's and his wife, they done the work.
Yeah.
When it was farming. So somebody said they told him they wasn't going out there in that hot sun no more.
Yeah. Well, he got that little tractor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That he got that little tractor there. It looks like a sewing machine. They mm-hmm. used to drive it up and down there with that little dog cart behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But they quit that now, haven't they?
Yes, sir. I don't know what they're doing, but they ain't doing nothing over there.
They're not driving that tractor in and out,
no,
are they?
No, sir. They ain't driving nothing over there.
Well, what happened to that pear tree right over there past James?
What?
He got a pear tree over there.
I don't know. What is it?
Well, you walk right by it every day.
Don't you know that pear tree down below James's?
Oh. That's over there. Moss eating it up. Oh. But it was full of pears this year.
Yeah.
And every year since I've been over there, it's full of pears. But they don't take no care of the trees. You know, he even cut the weeds from around it. I remember. Must have been last year or the year before. They had Adam to get the moss out of. And since that, I don't think no moss been took out. Liza used to say she wished she had a limb off it. And she would try to root it down there to her house. But I don't think she ever did.
It was such a nice tree.
Yes. Such a nice tree.
Well, I guess he gets the pears.
Who? He, Lord, they do. They get the pears. And I don't know whether they put them all up or whether they sell some. If they do, they sure got a plenty of pears.
Well, I'll tell you, those pears, they are hard to beat. They do put up fine, don't they?
Yes, sir. And then they taste good after
yes.
they are put up.
Oh, it just makes you dissatisfied with all this. Do you buy jelly at the store?
No, sir, not hard. That's something I don't use much. Jelly. I don't know how to make it. It's too hard for me to buy for me one.
Yes.
So I don't bother with it.
Well, what do you use?
Me? Well, I tell you, I don't use so much sweet. I like fruit. I use peaches, tomatoes, berries, I buy that, but I don't buy no jelly. I don't buy jelly and I don't buy preservatives. I like it, all right, but it's not enough in my family to buy. Just me, one, well, I eat it a time or two, well, I put it up somewhere and forget about it. But if I had somebody there, children or something, yeah, maybe I would buy some sometimes. I used to make it when my children was growing up. I'd put up pears, peaches, berries, and all them things. Tomatoes. Yeah, I had somebody to eat it.
Yes.
Yeah, I let the children fix it. And I'll go there and get what I want. It don't take much for me, so I let them go to the trouble and I enjoy it.
Well, now, do they put up stuff?
They put it up some kind of way. I don't know how to do it. Because I don't be watching. Sometimes when I know anything, it's already up.
Yeah.
Oh, Doris can.
Yes, ma'am. Now she can put up anything.
Oh.
Peas, beans, tomatoes, jellies. All these things. Well, now she don't bother about it much. The children won't eat it. They, I'd rather have that, she has to buy. I told her if they didn't eat that, I fixed. I said they wouldn't eat none. Now, these, they got chickens over there. And they lay, but them children won't hardly eat the eggs, and they won't eat the chickens off the yard. Say they pets. They don't want no pets. And don't worry, you wouldn't eat none. They wouldn't. but you raise chickens for to eat them. But they won't eat them.
Miss Dora has had a lot of friends, hasn't she?
Dora Mitchell. Yes, sir.
Miss Anna used to talk about her as if she was just her own sister.
Mm-hmm. She used to help Miss Anna a lot. When she wasn't in the field, she'd be up there.
Yeah.
Well, after she got to where she couldn't go to the field and couldn't do much work, she'd go up there and just sit. Her and Miss Anna talk. Yeah, Miss Anna thought nothing like Dora and Eliza Washington.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. She, now, and you see, I wouldn't even know if I saw her. Isn't that something?
Who that?
Miss Dora. I just don't know her.
What do I say?
I never even talked to her. Never talked to her in my life.
Who, no?
Never talked to Dora.
Well, she is a talker, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
But since her health got so bad, she don't talk much as she used to. But you know how Liza could talk.
Yeah.
And Dora could talk just like Liza.
Does Miss Dora get around now?
No.
She doesn't.
No.
Well, now, Gracie was not such a talker.
Says she wasn't. Well, I thought she talked a plenty.
Well, you know, they say talk's cheap. I don't think talk is cheap. Because you don't run into anybody much like Dora and Gracie and them.
Mm-mm.
And who was we talking about? We was having a good talk about Francis Presley. Don't you remember last time?
Yes.
And Faye brought up them little horses out there.
Uh-huh.
And that broke up the talk.
Conversation.
Oh, goodness.
Yes. No,
that was a talker. My goodness, I believe Frances could talk 40 days and nights if she had somebody to listen at. Because that's the most you get a chance to do. Listen.
Yeah.
She'd do the talking.
Well, I'd run out of things to talk about.
Yes,
but she didn't.
Yeah.
She didn't. And kind of one, she could think of so many things to say I never could understand. And she wouldn't be talking nothing bad about nobody. She,
oh, no.
She'd just be talking.
All interesting talk, wasn't it?
Hmm?
It was all interesting.
That's right. She ain't talking about nothing but what she used to do and how she used to work and folks she used to be with and then she used to have arguments with and one she didn't ever did in her church and things like that, but she could just go on with that all day long.
Now say that again, Miss Daisy. What was that?
I said she wouldn't be talking about nobody.
No.
No, nothing bad. She's just talking about things she used to do.
Yes.
How she used to work and how she raised her children and things like that.
Yes.
How her and her husband the long thing like that.
Yeah.
But hit would last all day.
And she didn't have to read the newspaper to have something
no,
to talk about.
No, of course she was the news herself.
Yeah.
And she would talk about the church. Just talk. I thought Francis was the talkingest woman or a man I have seen in my life. And you hear Miss Annie say the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, I wish I could hear her talk a little right this minute.
Wish you could hear her talk. But you won't hear her talk.
Now, Miss Liza talked, but Miss Liza would also listen.
Yeah. Sometimes. Liza would allow you a chance if you wanted to say something. But Francis ain't getting no space. Done.
She lived over there, right over there, on that little road going down to the mill. Is that? That's she lived there a long time, I guess.
She lived there a good part.
Did you go by there when you went to Micanopy? When you lived over there?
When I lived over there. When I was living at the junction, I'd go to Micanopy. She wasn't there.
Oh.
She was back over there in them woods. Back where I stayed, back there behind Woodard.
Oh, way back there.
Way back in there. That's where she was. And you see, she bought that place up there by the road.
Yeah.
And built that house after I done come down here.
Oh. Well, Miss Annie would know her then, wouldn't she?
Mm-hmm.
She'd be right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, now you run into her then when you was living up there at the junction.
No.
You didn't know her then?
Didn't know who? Francis? Yes, I know her. When I was living up there, that's when I know where she was living.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, when I lived up there, she lived back there in them woods behind where I was staying. It wasn't no, well, it was a field road that went back there to her house. But after I left the junction, and I was down here, I guess a year or 2 years, maybe longer, before she built that house up there. And she used to farm back there. She would.
What do you mean she used to farm?
She plant beans, she plant corn. She plant cabbages, she plant lettuce. She just farmed back there.
Herself?
Herself and her children.
Uh-huh.
Is that right? Including this girl that's living over there now?
This girl that's living in her house. Oh, yeah, she was there. They all had to work. You had to stay to Francis. You had to work. She worked.
Yeah.
You had to work, and they understood just that. It wasn't no trouble for her to get them to work.
Yeah. Well, when would you run into her back there, Miss Daisy?
When she lived back there?
When she lived, yeah, back of you, there, back in the woods.
Sometime. I would go over there to her house.
Oh, really?
And sometimes she'd come over to my house.
Oh. Oh, really?
Then lots of time. She worked in Everston, and I did too. But she'd come by my house, and sometimes we would come on to the job together. Well, when we knock off in the evening, well, I'd see her till I got to my house.
Yeah.
And then I'd go in my house, and she'd go on to her. I used to see her a lot.
Well, now, what jobs did you and her have at Evanston?
Pick beans, cut lettuce, cut carrots, pick squash.
Cucumbers.
We done whatever they was doing.
Yeah. Mr. Lon Smith?
Yes, sir, we used to work for him some. We worked for Mr. Long Smith. We done lots of work for Mr. Smith. Because he used to farm all that field up there where Freddie got cows. Yeah. He used to pick beans out there.
Yeah.
We used to help the Richardson's farm when we was up there. We walked around there. And sometimes they put me and Francis on seedbed when they're setting cabbages. Mm-hmm. We would have to pull plants. And my Savior, that woman wouldn't talk you to death. Oh, Mogul.
While you were working?
Ma'am?
While you were working?
Yes, ma'am. You pay attention to Francis, the time just passed. You're just working, but it never was burdensome. Mm-hmm. I used to tell her, I said, Francis, you know what? I said, I'm going to tell the man to put you over yonder somewhere on a bed. By yourself, leave me by myself. I said, you just talk. She said, if you put you on a bed back here, said, there, you know you ain't gonna stay back here by yourself. So who gonna keep the snakes off of you? No, you ain't gonna kill no snake. I said, I hadn't thought about a snake would crawl up here, friend. She said, well, he'll crawl up here. I said, well, if you crawl up here, what you gonna say? I'm gonna kill him. She wasn't scared of snakes and nothing.
Yeah.
She wasn't scared at all. She wasn't nobody's coward.
Well, where did she get so brave, Miss Daisy?
I guess she's born like that. She liked that when I met her. You see, we pull the plants and put them in boxes. From the home to the field. That's what me and her had to do. Plenty of days. And did I hate to have to go to seed bed?
Oh.
Just there, stooped over, squatting down on your knees, some just pulling them things and bunch them about like that. Didn't time, just bunch them like that where they could get down, fit down in the box. Get them to the, out to where they was putting them out at. I'd always rather be out there moving around and to be just in one place like that.
Well, I just think about all these fine people you've known.
Hmm?
That spoils you.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that spoils you, Miss Daisy. You see, you don't know anybody that talks to you like Liza.
No, sir.
Dora and...
I don't know nobody talk like Liza, Francis, and Flo, and Dora. ain't met nobody like them.
You didn't need to go to the
house.
Show.
And the season when we were working, why goodness, I got enough of them out there.
You got enough to out there, enough to last you a while, didn't
last
you?
Last me a while. Just until I go back.
What was that? See, that you all had just started talking about that rattlesnake eating berries off the same bush, you and Miss Annie, last time.
Now, that was Miss Annie telling that.
What was that?
It wasn't me. She said it, that she hadn't picked no berries in a long time. And she said, last time, I think she said she went or something. One time she went and she carried Ella Reed with her and would have liked to have a fit. Because she carried the baby out there and them berry bushes. And this woman lived up here on the road between Mickinope and Gainesville out there to Cutwood. Miss Minifield, she said, was picking berries. And said it was clean under the bush, and she on one side picking, Rattlesnake on the other side picking them. And then she looked through there and see. So Miss Minifield ain't been back to the berry patch. I told her I don't pick them. I love them good as anybody, but I'd rather buy mine and try to pick them.
Yes.
I am scared. And they tell me rattlesnakes likes them things. Left the Deron berry bushes.
Yeah.
I heard Rosa Bailey saying the other day, she had went. That wasn't far from where my granddaughter stayed. Nah, they'd been there picking berries. Oh, the berry bushes is up there all around that place, just like that.
Oh, around Elizabeth's place?
Yes. All over Cookwood as far as I can see.
Oh, really?
And she said she had, she was out there picking berries, and she was going to move or something to another place. And just as she went to step over the fence, she said it was a big rattlesnake laying stretched out there under the berry bushes. She said, and I didn't have nothing to kill him with, so I just went to hollering. She said, they say, if they hear you, or if they hear anything, they won't move. They just lay right there. I said, well, how they know? She said, I don't know. I said, but that's what they say. She said, I don't know whether he didn't move because I was hollering or whether he wasn't ready. I said, but he stayed there until WM heard me and he come. I said, I hollered a rattlesnake. She said, WM picked up him a rock while he's coming on. And said he just walked right up to him, killed him with rocks. And said he never moved. I said, Lord have mercy. I said, I can't pick berries. Mm-mm. I'm scared of any kind of snake. And I don't like a rattlesnake's name. I don't. And I never seen but one big rattlesnake live just out in the field. I've seen them live in shows and things like that, but just out. I ain't never seen but one. And my children, they found me. They were standing on the porch. And I had a hen, had some bitties, so this hen, she was spotting it. I don't wait to come out the yard or from under the house or where the thing come from. But that thing was that big. So the baby said to Doris, said, wonder what that hen means, running, leaving them bitties like that. She's a little thing. She said, I don't know. So they kept looking until they found the snake. When they found him, he was about 4 inches from here to the end of that wall, from the house. She comes and said, Mama, there's a great big snake. So I got up and went out there. And he was just crawling like. He's going right through the orange grove. I said, yes, and my Lord, it's a big rattlesnake. My mama was here then. She said, yes, and said, the snake's going to eat all of you up. So I went and called Ben. He had just left going back to work. They tell a heap of things on rattlesnakes, ain't so. Somebody told me if you catch him, he'd get in his quarters, right? But they won't do it all the time. I throwed a stick at him, and he just kind of looked back like I'm typical. So I picked up a clod of dirt, and I threw that and hit him on his back, and he just turned himself about half round and straightened up and kept going. He never did get in no quarter. When Ben come, he was about 4 from the house. It's from here to the your lockdown. Ben comes, went out and got the gun, shot him. He was still crawling when Ben shot him. But when he hit him, just give way. So Ben took him on a stick and hung him up on a post right side the road. And that was the baddest thing you ever see. See where he shot him? And broke the skin. It was just rolls of yellow fat. And he stood there, laid, hung there, and the sun would melt that fat. The grease would just run down that pole. Now that's the only live rattlesnake I ever seen out in the field. But you can see plenty of them. Some folks see them all the time.
You ain't looking for him.
No, Mag killed one or two up there, Bessie said, in her yard. Oh, yes, I'll be looking for him.
You're not looking for him.
Sir, I'll be looking for him to come in there anyway. If I'm on the porch, I'm looking to see him coming across the road. If I'm on the back, I raise up and look at one while I see him coming. See, I want to see him before he get too close to me.
You know, I like to keep the doors closed.
The doors closed, yes.
I don't want to walk up on one in the house.
No, Lord. No, sir. I don't want to walk up on him right there, and I sure don't want to see him in my house.
Yeah. Now, if you keep your doors closed, he'll stay out.
Mm-hmm. Well, will they go in the house?
I think a snake will go in the house anytime. If you leave your doors open. I don't know what it is. well, now, what do you think Frances would have done if she'd been there?
Fred. At the, my house when I see that snake?
Yeah.
She'd have killed him.
She wouldn't have hollered for Ben.
No. She'd have got her a hole or a stick or something and killed him. She wouldn't call nobody.
They don't have rattlesnakes up in Georgia.
They have some there. Yes, they have rattlesnakes there.
So you just come down to rattlesnake country.
Yes, and all other snakes. You don't see many snakes now. Like you did when I come here.
Yeah.
Ooh, I never seen so many snakes in my life. Till I come in. But I don't know what happened to him. I let him kill him when I see him in Georgia. And we was there every year when the frost killed the grass and things. They blink.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The fields. Oh, uh-huh. And that kept him back. It was clean there. It wasn't growed up.
Yeah.
Like it is him.
And not as swampy.
No. My goodness, it have fields. Big, big fields. Bigger from here to that the highway. And then in the fall, they burn out that swamp, burn up that grass, and it would be a clean place. So that's why I guess I don't see many snakes there at all.
Well, I don't hardly see why anybody want to leave Georgia.
Want to leave Georgia? Just want to go somewhere?
Yeah.
That's all.
Even the snake country.
Mm-hmm. They just want to go somewhere. Folks want to move. See some other place. That's all the reason I see they want to leave.
You got along as well up there as you ever did down here.
That's right. Because I tell them, I don't have no fault to Georgia. I said, I got along there, all right. I said, I get along here, all right. I said, you got to work. Don't care where you go. If you live. Of course, in the winter time, well, there wasn't nothing there to do for women to do. And winter time.
Oh, in Georgia, there wasn't.
Because it's cold. Mm-hmm. But here, that's when you have to work. In the winter time. Summertime, you ain't got nothing much here to do. You done do.
How you mean, Miss Daisy, in this winter time?
I'm talking about, you see, when it gets cold in Georgia, well, their crop is over.
Yeah.
They gather the corn, they gather the sweet potatoes, and they gather the, well, I don't know, they summer crop, you see, it's finished. So, here, they begin to plant. Here, when it get cool. Well, when it get cold, they wheel on. Some of them's gathering the stuff when it's so cold. Well, in Georgia, we, women's, we the peace quilt. Quilts. The men, they would hunt or pick fence or hedges back, cut the stuff back from the farm. But they lived there. They had a living in Georgia because they raised the most of the stuff they eat.
Yeah. Yeah. back to that some of these days. We'll get tired of eating all this old stuff we have to buy. And paying so high for it, we just raise a little bit more.
That's right. Now they raise their own sweet potatoes. They raise their corn. They take it to the mill, then, and grind it where you know it's a stretch. They kill the meat.
Anybody in your family talk like Frenchies? Your mama or
no,
your aunts or any of them?
No, sir. My aunt, she talked rather smart, but nothing like Frenchies. And then she would talk by spells.
Yeah.
Now, just like it was a big meeting somewhere, and she attended that meeting. Oh, she would do that. Well, when she come home, well then, she would tell us about how it was, as much as she could remember and think about. When she get through talking about that, yeah, her conversation was slow. My folks didn't talk much.
Yeah, now that was your aunt.
That was my aunt. And my mother, she wasn't. No talk much.
Yeah. Well,
but we all would.
Yeah.
We all would. If there's any fear, we all would. If it was at home, we all would. My mama, she do her sewing. I be doing mine. My aunt be doing hers. Oh, if we was going to clean up our garden, all of us get up and clean it out. Be good.
Miss Daisy, these old mockingbirds have just been singing themselves to death the last few days.
And don't you enjoy them?
Yeah. I think they're young ones.
Yeah, I think these some young ones too.
You know, they got pretty bright feathers. They're not, they haven't been through the winter yet.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched them much, I can't tell, but they that's the way they act, like the young'uns. Faye?
Yeah?
Oh, I did enjoy that little visit.
Wasn't that beautiful little visit? I feel like I almost know Frenchies.
Frenchies.
That was a nice kid.
Well, I wish you had known.
I sure do.
She was still here, you know, when I came down, but she didn't get out much, and I didn't never did go over there.
Yeah.
Are you about ready to put me back?
Well, let's see. You want Miss Daisy to ride down with us, or you want me to take her down?
Anyway.
Well, I'll tell you what. You just, we'll just change our clothes, and we'll just let you ride down when we go.
Yeah,
all go together. I've got you. Did you like those turnip greens?
Yes, ma'am. You know you're getting me some.
Yeah, I just wondered if you liked them.
So good.
Well, we think they're just the next thing to the fresh, of course, nothing takes.
That's the end of Channel 2 Right, the end of Channel 2 Right, and this fine visit, quiet visit with Miss Daisy, this her Tuesday morning, the 22nd of September 1970, the end of Channel 2 Right, the end of Channel 2 Right, the end of Channel 2 Right, and this fine visit on with Miss Daisy on her Tuesday morning, the 22nd of September 1970. That's the end of the visit with Miss Daisy on her Tuesday morning, the 22nd of September, 1970. The end of Channel 2 Right. That's the end of Channel 2 Right. And Miss Daisy's visit this Tuesday morning, the 22nd of September, 1970. And that leisure in her voice and in her mind is not joggled. I appreciate it all the more because the office, back in the office, that's the second day, and I had some freshmen I didn't expect. So all those little books and things rattling around in my mind, and my